And finally this hour, Texas football. The Texas Longhorns are trying to regroup after several disappointing seasons under veteran coach Mack Brown. After 16 seasons with Brown, the University of Texas hired Charlie Strong last week to usher in a new era in Austin. Strong will be the first black head coach of any men's sport at the university, but he hasn't been a popular hire with some of Texas's billionaire boosters. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this profile of the new coach.
Almost from the moment he first stepped on a football field as a coach in 1986, Charlie Strong impressed those around him.
Well, I hired him initially at the University of Notre Dame as a defensive line coach.
Lou Holtz coached at Arkansas, Notre Dame, and the University of South Carolina, among other places.
He came to South Carolina and did a tremendous job for us. He's a great football coach, has unbelievable rapport with his players. He's no nonsense, yet at the same time, he never criticizes the performer, but he will criticize the performance.
Strong was a rising star mentored by a Hall of Fame coach, but he got not a single head coaching offer. So in 2002, he went to the University of Florida as defensive coordinator.
He really was the type of coach that he led by example.
Reed Fleming played middle linebacker at Florida for Coach Strong. Fleming says Strong changed the defensive team's culture.
Coach Strong would know which buttons to push with each one of those guys, whether it was a guy that you needed to jump down his throat and slap him upside the head and get him going and get him motivated, or if it was a guy that you needed to pull aside and not try to embarrass him in front of his teammates.
He helped Florida win two national championships. But as younger white coaches with nothing approaching Strong's resume got head coaching jobs, Strong was becoming the poster child for the ugly little secret in college football's premier division. In 2009, and pushing 50, he went public. Mike Bianchi wrote the story for the Orlando Sentinel.
His name was always mentioned for jobs. He interviewed for jobs, and he could never get a job. And there was one particular school that he wouldn't name. It was an SEC school. And he said, after he interviewed for the job, he was told that he didn't get the job because he was a black man who had a white wife, and they didn't think that would go over well in the South.
Snubbed by the Southeastern Conference, Strong was finally hired by a basketball school, the University of Louisville. He became the sixth black head coach in the 120-school Football Bowl subdivision. And in four short years, he turned the Cardinals into a powerhouse, the last two seasons going a combined 23-3. In 2013, after whipping the University of Florida in the Sugar Bowl, Florida's head coach Will Muschamp said his more talented team had lost because he'd been outcoached by Charlie Strong. And so the University of Texas came calling. But as soon as UT announced Strong was hired, came the blowback, and it wasn't pretty.
San Antonio sports leader, 1250 ESPN.
Billionaire Texas alumnus and former Minnesota Vikings owner Red McCombs went on ESPN radio.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I was a little bit stunned when Charlie was given that job. I don't have any doubt for what Charlie is a fine coach. I think he'd probably make a great position coach, maybe a coordinator, but I don't think it adds up.
Red McCombs wanted Texas to hire former NFL coach John Gruden, a Super Bowl winner. Other Texas big money donors wanted Nick Saban, Alabama's coach. But UT President Bill Powers and his new athletic director Steve Patterson hired Strong. It was a message that at Texas, the focus is still on research and academics, that the university is still running the football program and not vice versa. Steve Patterson.
You know, we are a top-tier AAU university. We're an international brand. We have a great student body, rigorous academics. And so the expectation is that all the athletic teams and the student athletes that come to the University of Texas understand that, and that's who we are. And so the hiring of Charlie Strong as our head football coach reflects those values.
When asked at his first press conference if he minded the speculation that he was not UT's first choice, Strong was anything but defensive.
I could have been the 15th choice, and I'm so happy to be the head football coach here. So, 2015, it doesn't matter. Whatever choice I was, I'm the head football coach.
If Charlie Strong turns Texas back into the powerhouse it once was and wins a national championship, black assistant coach coaches everywhere could begin seeing those head coaching doors open more than just a crack. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.